Hey, friends. Welcome back to The High Functioning Disaster. I'm your host, Sasha Holder. And this is the final installment of my conversation with Angie Hawkins, author of Running in Slippers and creator of the Shine from the Inside program. If you've been following along, you already know Angie's story is equal parts raw and empowering, from hitting rock bottom to reclaiming her sense of self-worth and learning to live life on her own terms. In this last part, we're talking about the mind-body connection, how chronic stress, people-pleasing, and living outside your core values can literally show up in your body, and what it looks like to finally live in alignment with your truth. Angie also shares the one thing she would give her younger self and a heartfelt reminder that you are worthy of peace and joy no matter where you are in your journey. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's wrap up this powerful three-part conversation with Angie Hawkins. Something as simple as changing the way you're breathing, the depth and the pace with which you're taking a breath, it can really just calm you down and bring you back to a center. And then this is a great example of not knowing what you don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, breathing was also a huge lesson in my healing journey because I used to not breathe at all, which was probably why I was anxious all the time.
Yeah. And that's true because when you're stressed out, you tend to breathe more rapidly because you can pretty easily be in that fight or flight situation in your body where, you know, your body's just trying to get through and you've got all that cortisol flowing through and you're breathing too fast and your body's like, hold on. And then you just kind of sometimes spiral. But yeah, it's very interesting. I'm a big nerd about the human body. It's so fascinating, just the things that it does, like how we become a whole human being from two little microscopic cells that somehow know how to find each other.
Yeah. Yeah. The body is interesting, or even how a woman can have that forming inside of her for entire months. Like,
yeah,
that's insane.
It is mind-blowing. I'm just like a big nerd about it. How fantastic is it that our bodies, and we live for decades, most of us live for many decades, and like our body just keeps going.
And also like, because like, for instance, my dad, like he was a huge smoker. Like he died when he was 63, which is early, but considering he was smoking profusely since he was 18, that's actually a really long time. Like to be able to abuse your body like that and for it just to keep going, like it's amazing what the body can take.
Yes. And I think to that point, it's not just, you know, like cigarettes or drugs or alcohol or food, but I think taking ourselves for granted also includes wearing those masks where we're always trying to please people, because that creates stress in our bodies.
Oh, absolutely. Because before I realized that, I developed an autoimmune disorder, and those are not curable. So, and also it puts you at risk for developing other ones, which I think I did. So my initial one was Hashimoto's, which affects your thyroid. But then I ended up developing this other thing. I don't know if it has a name, but basically I don't really absorb B12 vitamin from food. So I have to take an obscene amount of supplements to get B12. And the reason I know this is because if I don't get enough B12, my tongue gets really like red and raw. Like it feels like it's, you know, when you burn your tongue, it will feel like my entire tongue is burnt, but it's actually from lack of B12. So yeah, stress is not good for your body.
No, definitely, definitely not the excess stress that we put ourselves under regularly.
Yeah. And even when I left corporate America, like I had really bad like bloating and cramping in my stomach. And oh, I was also, see, I forget now, but I also had perimenopausal symptoms. When I left corporate America and that stress was gone, I felt like I lost like 10 pounds because my bloating and cramping went away. And also all my perimenopausal symptoms went away.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Like, yeah. So I was like, oh, that's great. That was just wrecking my health in more ways than I thought.
Yeah. I had no idea that excess stress could bring on the symptoms of perimenopause.
I didn't either. And I'm talking, it only took like 2 to 3 weeks.
For your symptoms to dissipate?
Yeah. So yeah, stress is not good. And yeah, and when you, because I was unknowingly causing myself stress, because when you're people pleasing, you're not being authentic to yourself. And even though you may not be consciously aware of that, subconsciously you are. And that's what's causing the resistance, because you don't feel good when you're people pleasing. And that's why. So even if you don't have these huge, obvious stressors, there's still, like, if you are not happy and fulfilled, there's probably some kind of subconscious stress going on in your life, for sure, because that's what was happening to me.
And, you know, when you're living outside of your core values, and usually people pleasing is, I haven't met anyone that is their core values, to make other people happy. Yeah, you do feel a sense of resentment. Yeah. So that's really a great thing to point out, because I think a lot of us do end up living outside of our core values. And is that something that you talk about in your program, like core values and knowing who you are and what you stand for?
Yes. And most people can't identify that immediately, because again, if you have lost your identity, you may not even know what that is. But one of the first things that we do is create your own rules for life. Because again, if I'm living in accordance to my rules, like, I'm being loyal to myself. And I say, I almost said, nobody can criticize me. They can, but it's like, if I'm living in integrity, what are you criticizing? You know, people can try to criticize you, but it's like, this is who I am, and I'm living in accordance to my values. So
I think that's incredibly important, because if you're not, then you're outside of authenticity, and it's not real.
Yeah, especially in a society like, every single person outside of you has an opinion about what you should be doing and what you should be thinking and all these things. And it's like, nobody knows better you than you. And here's another thing that's a strong pillar in my coaching program, is connecting to your intuition. Because I think a lot of people, because you've lived a lot of your life pleasing other people, you don't even know how to trust yourself anymore, or it's hard to make decisions because you want to get everybody else's input, which is okay to get advice, but nobody knows you better than you. So when you're plugged into your intuition, that's how you learn how to trust yourself, because you know you know what's best for you. People can give you advice, but then you filter that through your lens of discernment and realize, like, is this helpful or not helpful?
Yeah, that's so true. Absolutely. So if you could go back and talk to Angie, who was running in slippers at rock bottom, what would you tell her now?
I have been asked this question before, and I would not say anything, because I'm Back to the Future. Like, if you go back and, you know, do even one thing to disturb the course of time, it can change the whole trajectory. And even though what I've gone through isn't pleasant, it's got me to where I am now, and I'm so happy where I am now. So I don't think I would want to alter that in any way. However, I would give her a huge hug because I know I needed that at that time, because I'm big on physical touch as a love language. So I would have felt loved without any words with a hug. So I would have gave her a hug.
That's really powerful. That's really powerful. So I want to thank you for your time and then offer you a space to share anything else that you'd like to share, talking about your book or your coaching program. If you'd like to have space to talk about that, like a plug for you.
Sure. I would love that. Thank you. So my coaching program, as I mentioned, it's called Shine From the Inside. And I help high achieving women go from chasing and performing for love and approval to radiating internal confidence so that they can finally feel happy, free, and loved for who they are. I offer free 60-minute calls. I call them glow up sessions for all new clients. And I will talk to you about whatever you're struggling with. And it's a 60-minute call, so we can work through as much as we can on the call. And then we'll talk about options for going forward. And my program is not for everybody. So if it's not for you, I know other coaches and have other resources. So the entire point of the call is to get you help. Because again, I'm passionate about doing this because it's helped me so much. And I know so many other women struggle with this. And on that note, I used to not feel worthy enough to invest in myself to get the help. So I also want to say you are worthy, because there is a better way of living and you deserve to be happy. And I'm saying that because I was in that position too. So there's no shame, and it's always a safe space to talk to me. So information for my coaching program is on runningandslippers.com, and that's where you can also find information about my book, Running in Slippers, which is available paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. And to your point earlier, the audiobook is in my voice.
It's a great book.
Thank you.
I recommend it to anybody who is a high-functioning disaster.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the textbook example of how I was living. Yeah. And on that note, a lot of the stuff I wrote about in my book, because I just mentioned this today to you, even people that I knew didn't realize a lot of the stuff that was going on. That's how high functioning I was.
Absolutely. I think that is a common thread, because again, we don't talk about this stuff.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I'm hoping to do with this platform is normalize how messy and hard life can be, and in some ways very traumatic. You know, some situations are incredibly traumatic.
Yeah. I know. I was just talking to someone earlier, because I kind of glazed over a certain situation in my life, and she wanted to dig deeper. And in having that conversation, I realized how traumatic that actually was. So even as adults, traumatic things happen, but I think sometimes we tend to ignore them. So that's a good point.
That's very true. I like that you pointed that out, that we sometimes glaze over things, or, you know,
because I think we focus on, yeah, like the bigger things or what happened in our childhood, but there's a lot.
Sometimes those little things can, sometimes those little things can be really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining today. And I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I love your mission. And I was so happy to be on today.
Thank you. That wraps up my 3-part conversation with Angie Hawkins. And honestly, what a journey. From burnout and boundaries to self-worth, stress, and the slow, brave work of coming home to yourself. Angie has reminded us that healing isn't about fixing who you are. It's about remembering who you've always been. If this conversation hit home, remember, you're not broken and you're not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling, you can call or text 988 in the U.S. for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Next week, we'll be back on schedule with a brand new episode featuring Amy Vience, an EFT tapping therapist who helps people release stored emotions and rewire their nervous systems for calm and clarity. It's a powerful conversation about emotional freedom, and you do not want to miss it. I'm Sasha Holder, and this is a High Functioning Disaster, where we tell the truth about messy, beautiful, real life. See you next time. Oh, and one last thing. The content shared on the High Functioning Disaster is for informational and conversational purposes only and is not intended as professional, medical, or mental health advice. Everyone's situation is unique, and what we talk about here may not apply to your specific circumstances. Please do what's right for you and always consult with a qualified professional for medical, mental health, financial, or legal guidance. You take care of you, boo. See you next time.